Tweet at TodaySOR.
Paddy O'Gorman is with me again. Paddy, you have been meeting business people in different towns. We heard from Coot Hill a couple of days ago. You've been in the southeast.
Yes, Enniscorthy, County Wexford, just to see who I'd meet. Obviously, there's been flooding there recently. It's in a steep valley of the River Slaney. The Slaney swelled its banks there recently. But as recently as last Friday, when there was heavy rain throughout the country, again, there was flooding. And I was surprised on Castle Hill, which rises steeply from the Slaney Valley. The first person I met, a shop owner, her name was Maura Flannery, and she runs a craft shop. She's a singer, a musician, an exuberant sort of lady, wears bohemian style clothes. She was very pleased when I was noting this description of her, so she'll enjoy that. But Maura brought me in, first of all, into her craft shop on Castle Hill.
Now, this is crafts and Irish souvenirs, and I do town tours as well. Maura Flannery's mine. Now, it looks a bit in disarray, Paddy, as you can see. You can see what happened.
What happened?
Would you believe it? On this hill, I was flooded from behind, and so was the shop next door. Mm-hmm. And I was really down the dumps, and then again, it flooded twice. The big flood you saw on TV with Archie. Yes. And then last Friday, I came in, and it had moved in.
So Maura, did you say you do tours of the town?
Town tours of Enniscorthy. Fantastic town.
Are you very busy right now? Could you give me a half hour of your time?
I will. Okay. I'm going to have to abandon my cleaning.
All right.
And okay, we'll do a little walk around town. Now, we're standing here on Castle Hill, just across the road, outside my shop, across the road from the Castle Museum. Hill. Are you good at walking up hills?
Uphill.
Now, in Enniscorthy, Paddy, you're either walking uphill or downhill. So this is where we had the huge flood. It came right up as far as here last week.
Do you want
to go over to the pet shop? No, we'll go this way.
That'd be nice, yes. Yeah. Thank you. The name of this shop is?
Petopia.
There wasn't pet shops like this around when we were children, Maura,
no,
was there?
No, you just found a stray old dog, you adopted it, and that was it. And you gave it the remains from the table. Now,
hi.
I'm going to introduce you to Paddy O'Gorman.
This is your shop.
What's your name, please? This is my shop, Sarah Hochenbaum. I'm a veterinary nurse, and this opportunity just came up.
Were you scared opening a business?
Yes. Yes, it was a big undertaking. Lots of money invested in it. Mm-hmm. First time I've ever run my own business.
Ireland's attitudes to pets. Are we getting a more pet-friendly country?
Definitely, definitely. And you can see a huge difference now. First, the dog was outside for a job. The cat was outside to catch the vermin.
Right.
And now they're in the bed. You know, they're just part of our lives. Absolutely.
Where are you taking me now?
Could I bring you up to the Market Square?
Of course you can, yeah.
If you look at the gradient of the street, look at the way all the houses are built up. Quite a lot of them are empty.
A lot of empty shops here. Why is that?
Well, the recession is hitting very, very tough.
Right.
And, you know, expenses are very high.
Cherish Boutique is closed. Yeah. Crystal Script, that's closed.
That's closed down as well.
And across to the left, another shop closed.
The barbershop and that sort of thing, we just closed down. These are the signs of the times. But, you know,
this is Slaney Street we're walking up.
Slaney Street, and we're now coming into the Market Square. There's a great shop there, Evolve. They do lots and lots of health foods and all that sort of thing.
And the name of the shop is, please?
Evolve.
Matt Rowan and Evolve.
Our shop? It's one that we've been running now for 20 years plus. We've been expanding, still all about health, it's still all about food, but we've expanded that concept into using supplementation as well. So you're using vitamins, minerals, and all of that type of area. Remedies is a big part of what we do, so everything from helping people to recover from their cold or their chilblain or whatever it might happen to be, all the way through then to helping people just cope with a more stressful lifestyle.
Chilblains, Paddy, that's a long time since I heard that word.
Yes, what is a chilblain?
Have they gone? Well, it's sort of it's a really sore itch, and it can turn your hands or your toes purple, or your fingers. And I used to get them when I was a kid, but happily not for over 50 years now.
Yeah.
But just the idea of the first person you met there, Maura, giving you half an hour, because there was a reason why our place was in something of a disarray,
absolutely.
Wasn't there?
The flood had gone through, and you know what a wet carpet smells like. I felt so sorry for her, but wasn't she? She's so such a good-humoured lady. And walking around Enniscorthy with Maura Flannery is an experience because everybody knows her. She knows everybody. She's a songwriter. She once won something a competition with Shea Healy and so on. And she loves Enniscorthy. We went to the Puget Cathedral. She knows all the history, the commercial, the political history of Enniscorthy, of course, which is the 1798 rebellion and so on. But just meeting people with Maura is a real experience. Now, the kind of places she brought me to, a pet shop and, as you say, a health food shop, they're new kind of developments, or fairly new developments in the Irish street business landscape. And then she brought me to a very, very interesting shop. There's a photographer by the name of Ibar Carty, and it's an old photograph business. Well, he also does your photograph now if you want, but historic photographs of the town. Now, the town is looking very 1950s because it's been adjusted for the Colm Turbine movie. Do you know Brooklyn?
Oh, really? That's been shot there, yeah.
That's been shot there. I think they may have finished it by now. So a lot of it is looking, say, 1950s kind of shop fronts. But if you go into Ibar's shop, he has this huge collection of old photographs dating back to the 19th century. And that's a growing business that people are increasingly interested in. So Maura brought me in to meet her friend in his photography shop, Ibar Carty.
Hello. Ibar Carty, I want you to meet Paddy O'Gorman.
I deal a lot in old photographs going back to the 1900, 1870, 1880, 1890, but I'll have about half a million negatives in my collection. There was Pat Crane when he was here. He retired back in 85 and I bought him out then.
And is there an increased interest in old photographs, do you think?
Oh, yes, there is, definitely. Up to a few years ago now, nostalgia, you couldn't give the photographs away, but now at least people are generating a new interest in it. And we get people coming over from Canada and the States and they're looking for their grandparents who had left here.
And Ivor, are you able to help people to trace photographs then of their ancestors?
Oh yeah, we have a book that dates back to the early 20s, and then you can actually give us our name, we can trace back if there's anything being taken by either Geraldine or Pat Crane.
You've just brought a photograph into Ivor here, yes?
I just went over somewhere and I've been following up my genealogy of my family, and today I didn't know I was going to have these two pictures in my hand. Yeah. And I believe that could be my father's oldest aunt. She would have been born in 1874, I think it is.
That's a great, great photograph. Terrific. It's obviously taken in the 1890, I'd say.
And how can you tell that, Ivor?
Just in with the quality of the paper and...
So I'm hoping to get these restored and recopied, yeah.
And you'll manage that, Ivor, do you?
Oh, no problem, yeah.
So clearly a lot of experience being brought to bear and insights. But Paddy, just a little more, explain about these ledgers.
Yes, there's a huge ledger. There was a couple, the Cranes, who were prolific photographers through the earlier decades of the century, and they inherited this business. And you'd look up a ledger. You'd go in and say, Sean, if you suspected that an ancestor of yours emigrated from the southeast, quite likely to Newfoundland, as so many people did, and they've had festivals in which they bring Newfoundland people back to Wexford, and you'll find your name, say O'Rourke, and Ibra will be able to check for you, and he will find photographs done of that family. Actually, there's a business in my hometown in Cove, County Cork, Fionnuala Smith, doing something quite similar with people who emigrated from Queenstown, as it was. So these are kind of growing businesses in Ireland that once, as Ibra said, people, you couldn't give away old photos. Now old photos are hugely valued.
After traversing the hills up and down yes. in the centre of Enniscorthy, you must have needed a coffee, Paddy.
Absolutely. And Maura Flannery brought me into a very lovely coffee shop. What was the name of it again? The Cotton Tree. Yeah, Maura brought me in there.
We're just heading over. This is the nicest cafe. Yes. Sit in here now. Come on and say hello. Hello, John. This is John, the owner. This is Paddy O'Gorman from RTE. I've just brought me to the best cafe in the world. Okay?
Well, go ahead. What's your name, please?
John Redmond. It's called the Cotton Tree Cafe. There was a tree famed years ago that stood there at the old bridge, where it's reputed that the English cavalry tied up their horses to for 1798. So that's why we call it the Cotton Tree Cafe. We're open here 3 years. And before that, now I had a dry cleaners, but the recession took its toll.
What made you choose then to run a cafe?
Well, my wife has always been a real foodie. Knows all about the new foods, the super grains, like your quinoas, all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it was the logical choice to give it a shot. I mean, because the dry cleaners was slowly going down and down, and I couldn't do anything to stop it. So this was our last saloon, and it worked.
Were you worried starting up another business then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, worry doesn't... we'd no choice. I mean, we were petrified that it wasn't going to work. We just knew that we could give it a fair shot, and if it didn't work, well, we could say, well, we tried.
And so after 3 years, are you optimistic, pessimistic? What would you think?
Oh, we're very optimistic. I mean, the business has grown and the...
We could never get a table.
We're becoming victims of our own success.
Well, that's a nice thing to hear, Paddy,
yes,
isn't it?
Indeed. Good luck to John Redmond and all the other new businesses I met.
And thank you to Paddy and also all those people who talked to you and extended their friendship and hospitality and their insights on life, commercial life in Enniscorthy. Thanks indeed.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.